Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A remarkable gift will help create a vibrant senior community in Pella, the Cottages. Let's go in-depth with Chris Anderson with Wesley Life, Shelley Borgman with the Marion County Community Foundation, Jim Brandel with the Pella Community Foundation, and Mary Van Zante with the Pella Corporation. So Chris, tell us about Hearthstone.
Hearthstone was created, as far as the name itself, was created back on January 1st of 2010. It had started with the hospital making the decision back in probably 2008 or 2009. They wanted to focus on what they were very good at, and that was acute care. They wanted to exit out of senior living and find a partner that would be able to assume operations for that. They went through a national firm or national search, and we were very fortunate with Wesley Life being from Iowa coming to the top for that search. So on January 1st, 2010, we assumed operations of Pella Manor, Fairhaven East, and Jefferson Place, which is known as Hearthstone.
And so how's it going? How's this new relationship going?
It's been fantastic. We've been very fortunate to be part of the Pella community in Marion County for the last 3.5 years. We've been very fortunate with how the residents have taken over to our assuming the operations. And this is the first step in following through with the agreement that we had with the hospital. And the second is building the new community that would replace Hilltop and long-term care.
And that new community is called what?
The Cottages.
And it's just taken off, hasn't it?
It has, very much so.
You have a groundbreaking coming up, I understand?
We have groundbreaking coming up on April 17th. We invite anyone and everyone from the community to be able to come out. We encourage people to be able to RSVP on our website. We're hoping for good weather, better weather than what we have this week. But we've been working with a lot of the local businesses, from the Brew to Pella Rental and others too, and also Yardsman's Bakery, to be able to have a great event on 17th, the morning of the 17th.
All right. Now this is a really, really big deal, isn't it? A big,
very much so,
new development.
It is. It completely changes when we look at the history of Pella and how much Pella has invested into its community. When you think about the hospital being created so many decades ago, when you think about senior living being brought here so people didn't have to leave outside Marion County to go anywhere else, you think about the movie theater, the buffet, so many other things that were brought to Pella so people could stay within Pella and Marion County. This is allowing folks to stay here, but it completely changes the model of what most people think of with assisted living and long-term care. With a home, it's a small home style with only 16 residents in each one of the cottages. It's not a multi-level facility. It is truly the look, the sound, and the feel of home.
Well, and that's important for our seniors, this kind of a facility, but it's also a big economic driver too, isn't it, for the community?
Very much so. Obviously, it's going to be creating new jobs. We're working closely with Pella Regional Hospital with their staff that's currently in assisted living and long-term care over at Hilltop in the hospital. But it's also an opportunity to be able to create new jobs here as well.
And that money circulating here rather than some of it like going to Florida or
somewhere else.
Where,
exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. And you got some really good news in the last few months about a grant, didn't you?
Very much so. We were very pleased. I had the opportunity to be able to talk with Mary Van Zante on the phone, and she said, need to talk to you about some very good news. And had the opportunity to be able to get together with Jim Brandel and also Shirley Borgman and talk about the extremely generous support that Marion County Community Foundation and Pella Community Foundation have given to this project.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the gift to the cottages with Chris Anderson, Shirley Borgman, Jim Brandel, and Mary Van Zante. Well, Shirley, what kind of support are we talking about? You're with the Marion County Foundation, and this is a joint gift, is that right?
Well, they chose to give the gift to both the Palatka Foundation and the Marion County Foundation. Our gift was $400,000. And it will be given over a three-year period. But the gift was $872,417, our share of the gift that went to the Marion County Foundation. So the family wanted us to particularly support the cottage program. And so we as a board chose to give them $400,000 of this amount over a period of 3 years.
Jim, you're with the Pella Community Foundation, and so you gave approximately half of this as well?
Well, we gave a little bit more than half.
More than half.
Our gift to the cottages program was $600,000. And
wow.
So between the two foundations, $1 million was committed over a three-year period to this particular project. The money that we received to make this grant came from a gift to the foundations from the Fran Kuiper estate and the Ann Kuiper Lenartz estates where the initial money came from for these grants. And we were fortunate enough to receive this gift and therefore could make the commitment to the cottages program of this pretty substantial amount.
Pretty substantial.
I'm understating it.
Your heart had to skip a beat when you were told about this, didn't it?
It indeed did. When we received the telephone call from Mary saying, we want to get the Community Foundation and the Marion County Foundation together for a meeting, I said, why? And her response was, it's good news, Jim, but I can't tell you why. Well, after thinking about that for some time, Mary finally revealed to us the reason for the meeting. But it was to announce the grant to the gift to the foundation and the portion of the gift for the Pella Community Foundation was identical to what Shirley referred to earlier, $872,000. But we were asked, or we were suggested, that we make this gift to the cottages program and that the Pella Community Foundation make a larger gift than the Marion County Foundation simply because the project is located in Pella. And I guess I would say that this particular project fit precisely very, very well with our mission statement as a community foundation, which is to preserve the heritage and to enhance the quality of life for the people of Pella. Well, the cottages program, if you look at it carefully, really becomes very, very, fits very nicely with preserving the heritage because the architecture they're choosing and the naming conventions are very significant in terms of their desire to preserve the heritage. And then clearly it enhances the quality of life for a segment of our population, which is growing, the elderly population. And so it fit very nicely with the Community Foundation.
Well, Mary, can you tell those of us that didn't know the people involved? Can you tell? They had to be remarkable people and left a remarkable legacy. Could you tell us about them?
Absolutely. There will be people, a number of people in the area who will remember Fran Kuiper and Ann Kuiper Lenartz. Ann grew up here, and they both have very close ties to Pella. And when their estate became available, the family, the Kuiper and Farver families, knew that this project was coming up, and it's something that's been really needed in the area, so felt it was very appropriate to support that. I think it's interesting that the family could have given that through their family foundation or through the Pella Roll Screen Foundation that they're also involved in, but instead chose to do it through the community foundations. And Jim made a comment at one of our events that we had that you don't give to a community foundation, you give through a community foundation. So they knew that by giving that that major gift, dividing it between the two, that it will leave money not only for this project, but for projects that will enhance the quality of life throughout the entire county. And I just felt it was an enormously beneficial and generous gift.
Well, and that's in a long legacy of giving from those two and other family members.
Yes, absolutely.
From what I am aware of, not only here but in other places, those gifts are about growing the community and making it more prosperous.
Yes, I think everybody understands that, you know, to have a great place to live, you've got to have a community that has the amenities that people are wanting and the things that draw people to the community. And certainly this type of care is something that's very important.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the gift to the cottages with Chris Anderson, Shirley Borgman, Jim Brandle, and Mary Van Zante. And is there anything like this in the county, this the kind of care that this will provide?
No, there's not, especially with this small home model where it's an opportunity. It is more, it is resident-focused, unlike usual models when people think of long-term care or the old adage or the old vernacular of the nursing home or the old folks home. Those memories conjure up everyone waking up at the same time, taking their meds at the same time, and going to breakfast and then coming back and waiting for lunch and then coming back and waiting for dinner and so on and so forth. This typically, that model is based on conveniences for staff. This is a residence-focused model where if someone wants to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to have breakfast, they can. If they want to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and have breakfast, they can. So it is based on the residents' wants and needs instead of the staff, which has been a model that's been around for generations. And so this really breaks that model, let alone when you look at the renderings of how this completely looks different. When you see the renderings, this doesn't look like a long-term care facility or a nursing home. It truly looks like home, and it's centered around the commons area. Every single one of the residents' rooms, the suites and the rooms, it's not far of a walk to be able to get to the commons area or the kitchen. The kitchen will actually be able to provide the food and will be prepped there and made there in the kitchen for each one of the six cottages instead of off in another area and then carted in. So it's an opportunity for the residents to really have the looks and sounds and even the smells of home.
And so I can come out and socialize if I want, or if I'm grumpy, I can just stay,
you bet,
stay away from everybody.
You bet. We would highly encourage you to come out. We're going to have a bistro there as well that is open to the community. So it's an opportunity for people to be able to come out. And we have bistros in some of our other seven or six communities around central Iowa that people will come to the bistros and they will have lunch that have no ties directly to those communities or to those Wesley Life communities. So
add a whole nother intellectual component of life, mm-hmm. bringing in other people that from the community that
yep.
to socialize or eat or whatever.
Socialize, eat, have events. We're going to have a great commons area that will be an opportunity to having community events there where we want people to come there and be a part of this and see this, not just at the groundbreaking next week, not at the grand opening later this year, but to have this as a regular occurrence as well.
Well, Shirley, what does it feel like to be part of making something like this happen?
Well, this is really exciting because Marion County Community Foundation's monies usually do not come from private like Pella does. They come from the gambling revenue in Iowa, and the legislature decided years ago that every county in Iowa should have some benefit from that source if they did not have gambling in their county. And since we did not have gambling in our county, we established this Marion County Community Foundation to receive that money. But we have not had a lot of private gifts before, and so this is a private gift that we can use and establish and show the county of Marion how much benefit it would be to donate to the Marion County Community Foundation, as well as benefit all the little communities in the county that get that make ask for grants from us, which are due, by the way, the 20th of April. And then in the next few months, we will read these grants and help benefit these smaller communities. And now we have this extra money that we can help establish more grants in the county.
And it just must be, it must be fun giving out money for great projects, huh?
Oh, yes. And reading all the ideas that people have, you know. People come up with some very creative ideas sometimes.
Jim, how did it feel for you to be part of this?
Well, it's been an amazing experience. The grant that we made to the cottages program of $600,000 was by far and away the largest grant in our community foundation's history. Up until that point of making this gift, I think we had given away about $700,000, but that's over a 20-year period. And so we've by far and away experienced the gift, making a gift that was magnitudes larger than what we've given in the past. That's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and it's true. It's purely due to the wonderful gift that we received from the Kuiper Farver family gift. It's an unbelievable experience to be able to see the look on Chris Anderson's face when we told him that we were going to give between our two foundations $1 million. I think his jaw dropped, and he was a bit emotional because he was expecting something in the neighborhood of maybe $30,000. So it was a it was quite a nice experience, and just like Shirley said, it's fun to give away money. Yeah, and that's one of the real joys of being able to serve on the board of the Community Foundation, because we're helping multiple organizations within the community of Pella to help enhance the quality of life for our community.
Well, and Chris, have you landed yet from taking off when you first heard that?
I haven't. And the amazing thing is when you think about everyone who's a part of this interview and in the countless years that are involved in Pella, I don't have the benefit of being part of Pella for all my life. But the enormity of this and the time that I've been a part of this is not lost on an outsider. It's phenomenal with what both community foundations have done. And not only the size of the gift, but the gift itself, because you think about how much Pella is asked on a frequent basis to reinvest in its community. There are countless campaigns that go on, whether it's from churches to other community events to everything else. And the fact that we were selected in this is, it's just, it's unbelievable. You know, I think I told Jim and I told Shirley and I told Mary too that while they haven't known me for very long, they know me well enough, it's hard for me to be speechless. And I was truly speechless when they announced it. In fact, I think Shirley told me the largest gift they had given before was probably $15,000, although she wouldn't tell me what the gift was. This was a few weeks ago. She says, it's bigger than $15,000. I said, okay, thank you very much, Shirley. And she goes, much bigger than $15,000. So I said, thanks for teasing me, Shirley. And she was correct. She was correct. It was great.
Thanks to Chris Anderson, Shirley Borgman, Jim Brandle, and Mary Van Zanti for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.